Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. We have two major stories today. A municipal well is offline after levels of PFAS were found above the EPA's health advisory in the city of Rhinelander, and the Department of Health Services recommended groundwater standards. They're investigating potential sources of the contamination, and they're working to determine the extent of the PFAS contamination in the Rhinelander municipal well. The well with the high levels is by the airport and is currently turned off, meaning the public water system is okay to drink. Linda Conlon, the Oneida County Health Officer, said there's not currently enough information to determine where the contamination is coming from, but she said if people are concerned about their private well, they recommend finding an alternative source of water. But the city water, as City Administrator Daniel Gill told me this morning, is fine, and bottled water, though, is a potential if someone has a concern. Local and state officials are working on a plan to investigate the contamination. At this time, the local health department does not recommend people get their water from the Crescent Spring, located at 3171 South River Road. They say they do not have any information at this time to determine whether that spring contains the PFAS. The DNR is in the process of testing that spring. PFAS are a group of man-made chemicals that have been used in nonstick cookware, water-repellent clothing, stain-resistant fabrics and carpets, some cosmetics, some firefighting foams, and products that resist grease, water, and oil. There are some health risks from PFAS, and we'll detail more of those on our website. If you go to our website at WXPR.org, we have press releases from the Oneida County Health Department and the City of Rhinelander, and we'll have more information from both of those press releases later today. Also, the second story that is going, weekend storms in the Northwoods caused more customers to lose power than at any time in the last 20 years. Green Bay-based Wisconsin Public Service says its crews restored power to more than 120,000 customers. Lightning hit several power facilities, and WPS reports more than 100 power poles were broken, with falling trees knocking down more power lines. More than 1,000 workers were involved in restoring the service, still many on the scene. We also talked to a spokesperson for the Schwamigan-Nicolet National Forest and the campgrounds and some of the other recreation facilities in Langlade and Oconto counties are closed as officials are trying to clean up damage from the weekend storms. And we'll have more on that story as well coming up later today. And keep checking on our website for more information. In other stories, the death of a 52-year-old Spooner man is being called a homicide after the discovery of what people call suspicious evidence. Troy Sweep's body was found inside his home last week. Investigators have not said how he died and what the evidence might be. His death was reported July 16th in Spooner. And a 39-year-old man who threatened to blow up Lambeau Field tells police he never intended to go through with it. Brown County prosecutors say Dustin McLeod called a friend and threatened to take his truck and blow up the Packers' home stadium. McLeod is apparently angry because the friend owed him money for a car. McLeod reportedly told the friend he wanted to make his name famous with the greatest terrorist acts in history. And Racine Place say a 55-year-old woman left her grandson outside in a hot car while she shopped at a Dollar Tree store last Friday. Authorities had to break the car's window to rescue the 3-year-old boy from inside the locked car. Police say the child was limp and was taken to a nearby emergency room. Sharon Hickman then showed up at the hospital and started yelling at the rescuers for breaking her car window. She has been charged with neglect. The weather forecast for this afternoon, look for a slight chance of showers between 3 and 4 o'clock, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 78. Tonight clear with a low 55. Wednesday sunny with a high near 83. Thursday sunny, high again near 83 degrees. That's the news this time around. Again, stay tuned to WXPR. We'll update you on those stories and also check out our website at WXPR.org. I'm Ken Kroll.